This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Friday, March 24th, 2023, on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. According to a press release by the Washington Department of Health, several brands of frozen organic strawberries and one tropical fruit blend are being recalled following a hepatitis A outbreak that sickened at least five Washington residents between November 24th, December 27th, 2022. To date, two have been hospitalized and no one has died. Scenic Fruit Company of Gresham, Oregon has announced a recall of frozen Kirkland Signature organic strawberries sold at Costco, PCC organic frozen strawberries sold at PCC community markets, Vital Choice frozen organic strawberries sold online at Vital Choice Seafood and Organics, and frozen organic tropical fruit blend sold at Trader Joe's. People are urged to check their freezers for these products and either throw them out or return them to the stores where they were purchased. The Department of Health advises that if you have eaten the recalled fruit between 15 to 50 days ago, contact your health care provider if you develop the following symptoms: tiredness, low appetite, diarrhea, fever, nausea, stomach pain, joint pain, dark urine, pale poop, jaundice, that's a yellow color to the whites of the eyes or skin. People with hepatitis A can spread the infection to others. The virus spreads through infected feces. You can get hepatitis A if you put something in your mouth, food, water, hands, that is infected feces on or in it, even if the item looks clean. State Senate budget writers have released a capital construction budget proposal that would authorize $7.9 billion in spending. Of that amount, $4.7 billion is debt limit bonds for the 2023-25 biennium. The remaining amounts are $798 million in federal funds, $325 million in model toxic control accounts, $319 million in climate commitment accounts, $265 million in alternate financing authorizations, and $1.5 billion in all other funds. Affordable housing projects would receive $625 million. Behavioral health would receive $860 million. Public K-12 education would be allocated $894 million. Higher education facilities would get $1.2 billion. Natural resources projects would be allocated $2.3 billion. Among the proposals are $44 million for Duckabush Estuary Restoration and $95 million for the Salmon Recovery Funding Board. The full Senate is expected to vote on the proposed substitute Senate Bill 5200 today. This next item might be disturbing to some of our listeners. Your discretion is advised. The PT leader has an update on the stabbing in Port Hadlock. John Lewis Allen, 50, who was arrested for allegedly attacking his wife, 42, in an early morning assault in Port Hadlock on February 19th, had repeatedly tried to send messages to his wife from the county jail. Last Friday, he was ordered to have no contact with anyone other than his attorney. At a hearing last Friday in Jefferson County Superior Court, Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Tuppence McIntyre said Allen had tried to use others to contact his wife, including his son, since he was booked into jail despite a court order in Clallam County against any contact with the woman. Allen has been arrested for assaulting her numerous times over the past year. McIntyre told Judge Brandon Mack that Allen has an existing no-contact order from an assault against the woman from December 2022, in addition to the no-contact order that was put in place following Allen's arrest last month. McIntyre described Allen's mental state revealed in the texts as, quote, "I love you, I love you. That's exactly what we see here," unquote. Court records document a total of 26 text messages sent by Allen to others. McIntyre also said the victim had been stabbed more than a dozen times. Travel concerns for everybody to keep in mind. The Hood Canal Bridge will be undergoing repair work for its center lock system this coming summer. At least four weekends will experience closures. Dates have not yet been determined, but please consult the Washington State Department of Transportation website for the current and future status. Also, check your ferry schedule if you choose to travel to Whidbey Island. There have been frequent recent cancellations due to morning tides affecting the Coopville, Port Townsend sailings. Two were canceled this morning. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.